ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be examining a very interesting question. And this question is about freedom and why freedom is important. As you know, freedom is one of the virtues that all human beings value. And Islam also gives due importance to it. You know, human beings, they're all born in, you know, freedom. We are only slaves of God Almighty. We are not slaves of one another. And you know, this is a characteristic that, you know, is something that we, you know, Islam attests to. Regarding the importance of freedom, it's been narrated that Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, "There are five attributes such that whoever does not even possess one of them does not have much to admire." Loyalty, the Imam then enumerated certain characteristics. He said, loyalty or wafa, organization, tadbir, you know, organization, being organized and being, you know, being systematic in one's affairs, modesty, haya, good temper, and the last, which brings together all of these attributes, is freedom. If one is not free-minded, then one cannot, you know, one cannot have these other characteristics. So we can say that the answer to the question that we pose, the question being, why is freedom important, is that freedom is by freedom we mean, you know, being a free person, not being enslaved to others nor to passions, and being free of these kind of you know, being subjugation to these lower powers. Without this freedom, the answer to the question then is, without this freedom, we would not be able to acquire the other virtues which we have been advised and encouraged to adopt, like, for example, loyalty, modesty, being of a good temperament, and so on and so forth. If we submit to our lower passions, if we are enslaved to our, you know, desires and our carnal you know desires, then we would not be modest. We wouldn't be loyal, and, you know, we would have, you know, bad temperaments. But when we are free of these, we would be free. When we are not subjugated to them, we would be free to, you know, be modest, to be loyal, and, you know, to be organized, and so on and so forth, right? So it's like a key that opens up the door to other virtues, right? Some of the virtues, they're central and they're, you know, pivotal, and they open up the door to other virtues. Just like sometimes certain sins or certain, you know, evil characteristics and traits, they are keys and they open the door to other ones. Like, for example, it's been narrated that regarding lying, that if you put all of the vices and evils in a room and lock it away, then the key to opening the door to that room, all those vices, would be lying. So this is the reason why we say that freedom is so important in Islam and is so significant. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at why freedom or hurriyat is so significant and important in Islam in the light of the Quranic verses and the ahadith of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.